Coffee jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Jenna, how are you?
Morena Rachel, I just don't even think I've seen you this year in person.
It's been a hot minute. It is nice to talk to you though. I hope you're doing well out there.
We just, you know, we would have done what you've done. You just crack on with what you've already done before.
Exactly.
We're okay. I'm in the store, but we're picking up web orders and doing all of that stuff.
Return of the pizza peel as well, I presume?
Definitely. It's back on.
Good stuff. Hey, what book are we talking about today?
Today I'm going to be talking about A Crooked Tree by Una Mannion. It's set in 1981, and it's the night before the first day of the summer vacation, and this family, a mother and her five children, are driving late at night as they head to their home in the mountains. The roads are winding, it's very, very dark, and the kids are just fighting and hitting the back of the mum's seat as she's driving. And one of the kids, Ellen, I think she's about 11, she ends up getting kicked out of the car and told to walk home, which is quite far away, and the four leftover children are just devastated and freaked out that they can't say anything. And it's the book follows on from the fallout of this incident.
Ooh.
So we're seeing it through the main character, Libby. She's 15, through her eyes, and it's not a spoiler, I don't think, that Ellen does turn up, because you do think that she's gone forever and ever, you know, as a reader.
Yeah.
But she does turn up quite soon on, but she's had this incident where a man has picked her up. They call him Barbie Man, and he's tried to touch her, and she's rolled out of the car as he was driving. It's kind of set, because it's in the early 80s, and it's kind of set around that time of a bit free-range parenting, I guess, where the kids are left on their own. But the mum is really checked up from them anyway. She's going through her own stuff. She works really hard. She's a single mum. And the kids have not really told anyone what's happened, but there's a couple of characters they tell, especially a friend of the older sister, this guy called Wilson, and they're trying to take this all into their own hands and track down this Barbie Man. He's very long blonde hair. Their father was Irish, and he has died recently, and the parents were already separated, and the kids are in a lot of pain. So it's just this coming of age tale with this darkness in it. It's marketed as a thriller, but the author describes, and I really agree, that it is literary fiction. And there's twists throughout, but you're not really sure where it's going to go. But it is a very thoughtfully written, poetic book. It's not the speed read. The cast of characters is large, and they're developed really strongly, and there's lots of people in the outer circle of the family that kind of get involved with this situation. And another character is the Appalachian Mountains. It's kind of set just out of Philadelphia. There's these visceral descriptions of the woods and these secret hiding places where the kids go.
Wow.
It's really beautiful. It's a bit of everything. It's a mystery. It's a coming of age. It's an exploration of identity between two cultures, American and Irish culture. It's really rich and quite unexpected. A lot of things came in that I wasn't quite sure. I didn't see them happening, or didn't see them coming. And I think what I really like about this book and that Una Mannion really trusts her readers, so she's not spelling everything out for you, you know?
Little
hints. And I just thought it was great. It was a great book. The author herself, she grew up in America, but she is Irish as well, and she lives in Sligo, so I think that identity stuff really feels like it's a big part of her, and so that's what makes it feel really real.
That's such an interesting premise for a book, because I think, you know, it's kind of one of those things where it's, you know, an argument in a family. It seems like one of those, it's pretty standard for everybody across the whole world, but that quite intense fallout from it, that feels like a very potent premise for, as you say, a kind of complicated coming of age story. why do I recognise Una Mannion's name? Has she written something else recently, or am I just imagining I know her name from somewhere?
I had never heard of her before. I'm just trying to figure out if this is her first novel. She's had a lot of short stories and stuff written.
Oh, maybe I just think, yeah. I know her.
Yeah, maybe you might have come across her before. I'm not sure. I just sort of picked it up. You know, I was just upstairs in the reading pile, and I just really enjoyed it. I think everyone does really connect with that. I'm sure everyone in their life has been threatened to be kicked out of their car by their parents if they're in the car. And you can imagine, you know, the sibling stuff with arguing over, like, who's sitting where. And
yep, definitely.
And because there's five kids, like, you know, someone's, like, lying in the back, and, like, they're just sort of shoved everywhere. But, parts of this really resonated with me when I think about when I was little and my grandmother lives on the west coast of the South Island. I was given, like, a sandwich, two biscuits, and a bottle of budget fizzy, and told to come home at 6 o'clock. You know, you're just out for the day.
Yeah.
So I read that spoke to me. And so it's a great chart. I love coming of age books, but this is a really good one.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to reading this. This sounds like something I would enjoy. Remind us of what the title is again.
It's called A Crooked Tree. It's by Una Mannion. It's published by Faber, and it's $33.
And
it's
is
on
it
the shelf now.
Awesome. That is what I was about to ask you. And you guys are doing level 3 pizza peel through the door. Are you doing deliveries? Is that a thing that's happening?
Yeah, totally. Yep, just web order deliveries. If you live around Mount Eden, I'll drop it off on my bike. Not today in the rain, but I will in the other days. And it's just business as usual in level 3 for us. Yep.
Oh, well, stay safe, Jenna, and we'll hopefully see you very soon. Otherwise, we'll talk to you again.
I really hope so. Take care, everyone.
You too. Ka kite, Jenna. See you later.
That was Loose Reads
with Jenna.